welcome to chapter 110 of Memoirs of a White Guy. How are we all going? Guys, hope you guys have had a good week. Alright, let's just start the podcast with a quick poll. So you can do it with your friends right now. You can do it with yourself if you're just listening alone. You can do it in the car with someone next to you if you're at a traffic light right now or you're driving. Alright, let's just start off with a quick poll. Everyone can participate. And then once we do the poll, we'll get into the podcast. All right. So the question in the poll is, who's going overseas tomorrow and has realized that they haven't done any organization whatsoever for it? Right. So currently it's just me and I'm raising my hand and no one around me. Fuck. I think I'm the only one who does this. I'm the only one. I mean, if you raised your hand, then I feel ya, alright? We should hang out maybe. Probably not. We'd probably both be really unproductive together. Guys, I'm so disorganized. And I'm used to being this disorganized as well. I'm like throughout my entire life, I've been, you know, got an exam, boom, night before, or even the morning of, study, alright? Sometimes in the morning of, I was looking for my textbook. Because I was like, fuck, I haven't seen this for 6 months. And then, you know, like with assignments, I'll be like, you know, night before kind of guy. I can knock that out. And it's, some would view it as disorganization. I think it's confidence. I think it shows that I back myself under pressure and that I don't let anyone tell me what I can and can't do. But others would just call it poor time management, which, look, who knows who's right. But I do this every time I go away. So I'm going to America tomorrow. Leaving in the morning as well. So like I even have the day to get ready. I'm leaving in the morning. It is currently a Sunday at about almost 4 p.m. We're about to do a radio show, which means I'll get home from work. Well, I've got to do another podcast after this for next week. So I'm going to get home very late tonight. I haven't packed. I haven't got an adapter that I need for my chargers and stuff. I haven't booked accommodation for my second week in LA. Who the fuck does that? Because in my head, right, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to America. And it's just been like that for 3 weeks. I booked this like 3 weeks ago, right? But in my head, I'm like, I booked a flight. And I'm like, sweet, going to America. I got a passport. I did my visa application. And then that's it. That's all I did. And I did that all in one day. And then I was like, sweet, that's all locked in now. Can't wait to see the Statue of Liberty. Turns out, there's some other shit you have to do before you go overseas. I woke up this morning, right? Pretty late, because I was out late last night. Because I spent an hour and a half trying to watch my mate finish a family pizza. Because that's what my life is now. Actually, that's a pretty good story. I got mates, like, I feel like they're, you know, I attract similar people to me, right? So I got friends who just make big calls just to prove a point, just because it's funny. Right, and I do this shit all the time. I mean, you guys know. I mean, I'm so petty. I walked 30 kilometers to work once to prove a point to Lewis that I don't live in the country. Like, I've done some petty shit in the past, okay, just to prove a point. So I guess I surround myself with people who are quite similar. We walked into this pizza joint last night, just come off a night at a bar, had a few drinks in us, right? Got to the end of the night, we were like, let's get some food in us before we go home. Walked into this pizza store and immediately I've looked at the menu and I've gone, right, well, I'm not a fucking animal. I'm just going to have a large. I might share a bit with another mate of mine and we'll all go home. I'll get some cheese and margarita in my belly. Why? Because I'm basic. Okay, yes, I order a margarita. Sometimes I'll get an Aussie pizza if I'm feeling adventurous. And there's a few people like, what about meat lovers? Yeah, man. It's a lot of stuff on there, okay? That's quite extensive for this white boy's palate. You don't go from 7 Weet-Bix every day all the way to a meat lovers at night, all right? You know, that doesn't fit with my routine of Weet-Bix, Subway, Weet-Bix, Subway. Okay, that's how I live my life. Each to their own. Stop judging me. So, I walked in there and I'm like, just a large margarita. And my mate Dean, right, known for making big calls. Okay, this is the kind of guy who, if you go, hey man, I bet you couldn't fit your head in that. He will put his head in that. And there's been many times where he's got his head stuck in a fence. Because that's what he likes. Alright? And that's what we all like to see. It's great. It's great entertainment. nothing funnier than when your head, no, sorry, when your mate's head, not when your head, if it sucked, it happened to you. Nothing funnier than if your mate's head is in a fence. I tell you that much. Like, you just, this, the panic in their eyes of like, we're going to have to call the fire brigade is great. You know, you start coming up with ideas like, what about if we all pull him by the shoulders and then get him back? What about if we get some butter? Let's duck down to 7-Eleven because it's always 3 a.m. So you're like, what's open right now? And you're like, all right, how are we going to get Dean's head out of this fence? Well, last time we used butter. So he's that kind of guy, right? He's a fun, he loves a challenge. That's what I'm trying to say, right? So I'm ordering a large pizza. He goes, I'm feeling it tonight. And I went, feeling what? Like a whole large by yourself. That'd be crazy. And he looks across one more at the board and he sees the mother of all pizzas, the family. Ain't no one getting a family pizza by themselves. If you go to a pizza store and you go, just one family, thanks, and you don't have a family, you fucked up, alright? You should have eaten earlier. You should have eaten more. You should have... I reckon I could be in the desert for 2 days and still not finish a family pizza by myself. For sure. It doesn't matter how hungry I am, I physically don't have that much space inside of me. At all. So I'm thinking, geez, this is a drunk call, right? But I'm going to get him to say it on video. Because just to watch him fail. And because I was like, you know what? It's time that Dean learns. It's time that... But here's the problem with Dean. All right? He's never, never let me down. And every time I think this is the one he's not going to do, he completely does it. Okay, this is Dean's eating track record. He's not a big guy, right? I would say he's average height. He's quite fit. He's not like a professional eater. But if you get my mate Dean in the right headspace, guys, he's an animal. He's at a wedding once, he destroyed a whole block of cheese, like a whole circle, like a cake size. I'm not even exaggerating. A cake size block of round cheese, like as big as a Safeway mug cake, just in one sitting, ate the whole thing. In Europe once, he did a 1 kilogram schnitzel with chips and half a liter of beer. One sitting. When that man puts his mind to something, and I don't know at the time why I was doubting him, but then this is what made me throw the doubt. He's like, I'm going to get a family pizza. And everyone, even the guy behind the counter was like, oh, you're going to share that with someone? Like the guy who runs the pizza shop. And Dean just makes this big declaration to everyone in the pizza shop. Nah, just one family pizza. For myself, thank you. And everyone went, fuck off. There's no way you're going to finish that. There's no way. It's 1 a.m., all right? You've got about 7 or 8 beers in you. There's no chance. And then, so he gets cocky, right? There's people shutting down his dream of finishing this family Americana. And then he goes, you know what? Make it extra cheesy. And everyone just went, oh, you're going to fucking regret that. And then he has the audacity to be like, okay, you guys are being mean at this point. You don't believe in me. Get me 2 potato cakes as well. And the challenge was set. And for the next hour, me and 10 of my mates sat in a pizza store last night between, actually it was more than an hour. I think it took him like 1 hour and 10 minutes to do it. From about 1 till almost 2:30, because we celebrated for a bit afterwards, we watched Dean go through so many different emotions. I don't know if you guys have ever done an eating challenge before. I have with the Savoys. It didn't go great. I think I have a phobia of eating challenges. It's like every time I see someone attempt something big, I have PTSD to me trying to eat a box of Savoys and failing dismally with Lewis. And look, it was a sad day and I kind of want to move forward in my life. But every time I see a box of Savoys, it's the first thing I think of. So look, maybe me and eating challenges just don't agree. I would say I'm not a power eater. I'm like a, I eat for pleasure. I'm not like a guy who's going, I'm quality over quantity in the food game. So whenever I see someone attempt a family pizza with extra cheese and 2 potato cakes, there's part of me that's jealous, but there's also part of me that wants to munt when I watch them. And the next hour and a half of my life from 1 a.m. was an absolute fucking roller coaster. And if you saw my Instagram story on Sunday night, or so Saturday night, then you'd know full well that Dean bloody did it. And yes, he did end up munting in a recycle bin, and a few people pointed out that munt's not recycling, but I would say technically he's reusing that Americana. So I would say fair game to munt in a recycle bin. It's probably compost. You know, it's probably just more respectful. Munt on the ground. Munt in the street, munt in the gutter, that's probably more, whatever, right? But Dean did it, and I want to say that I'm super proud of my mates. You know, like, you know, it's good to celebrate your mates' achievements, you know, like, they finished their uni degree and something like that. That's all good and well, but when your mate achieves something like that with 10 other friends and, I would say, about 15 strangers in a random pizza joint in Collingwood, okay? That's a real fucking effort, alright? That's something that will go down as, do you remember the time that Dean did that? And everyone will be like, fuck, yeah, I do. Because it was marvellous to watch. So, I mean, the message of this story is, if your friends are undertaking greatness late at night in a pizza shop, have their back, because I didn't early. I'll be honest, I didn't have his back. I was doubting him. And it wasn't until the 45-minute mark, when he was over two-thirds of the way through the pizza, that I went, holy shit, I think he's going to do it. And he, yeah, I mean, he may not have pulled up too well this morning, but fuck, it was a real honourable effort, guys. And look, yes, clearly I'm still reeling from it. All right, I don't know. A few people were undermining it on Instagram last night, saying, "Oh, it wasn't even that impressive." You eat a fucking extra cheesy Americana after 8 beers, and then top it off with a double tater cake. Alright, you do it. Film yourself doing that. Good fucking luck, because I wouldn't do it. What was I talking about? Yeah, right, so I got home late last night. That's why I'm talking about that, because again, that's my life now, apparently. I just spend my time in pizza shops cheering on my friends, which, by the way, is a great life. so I got home super late, so I woke up late. I wake up, and kind of roll out in the kitchen, and Mum's like, "So, you all prepared for America tomorrow?" And I was like, "Oh, that's tomorrow." Yeah. Not really. And she's like, "Well, what do you need to do? You know, just need to finish packing a few things." And I was like, "Oh, I haven't even got out a suitcase. Like, what do you mean, finish packing? Like I'd started. You have to start packing to be almost finished." Dude, man, Sharon Kidgel comes out with some bloody outrageous calls. Like I would... No, haven't started packing. I wrote down a list of shit I haven't done. I already said, I haven't booked accommodation in LA. That's a problem. Do other people do that? Just, like, go overseas and then just... Because that, I reckon a year ago, that would have scared the shit out of me. I would have been like, "Oh, you've got to have somewhere to stay." I'm just going to rock up at the airport and be like, "Lol, I'm homeless." That's so funny to me. To just be like, in a place I've never been before and have nowhere to sleep and then just figure it out. That just seems like a good day. That seems like a good Monday to me. Like, that'll be fun. So, and I'll have a tambourine. I'll be jingling along. It'll be great. I'm going to take the tambourine with me everywhere. I'm so excited. And so, yeah, it's New York next week and then LA. And I asked you guys last week on the podcast, I was like, let me know, guys, if you have any recommendations, people in New York, of things to do. And legit, one guy's like, "Yeah, man, I live in New York. You should definitely go check out Times Square. It's quite popular." Really, dude? I hadn't heard of it, man. What's this indie tourist attraction you speak of? Times Square. I bet it's tiny, man. Man, I bet you and like 3 other locals know about it. And everyone else just, oh, they come to New York and they miss out on Times Square. So thanks for that tip, man, whoever you are on Snapchat. I forget who it was. But yeah, dude, definitely go check out Times Square. Man, I should know, I've heard of this, like, I think it's this really underground zoo called Central Park Zoo. Yeah, I might go check that one out. Just see if the lads, see the cast of Madagascar's there. I might go, I think there's this statue as well that not many people have heard of. It's like the Statue of Liberty. I don't know. Not many people have heard of it. I don't think it's a big deal over there. I don't think I've ever seen it on a postcard or a fucking painting ever. So yeah, I might go check out some of those indie tourist attractions in New York. I might go, I think there's like this really small building that no one goes to see called the Empire State Building. You guys probably haven't heard of it, but yeah, I'm thinking of going to check out that. I just want to do like the off the kind of grid stuff, because that's what people have been recommending me, just like the real, yeah, you guys get it. So I'm probably, look, you mightn't see me outside the big attractions in New York, but you will see me outside the smaller ones, you know, like I might do some ice skating, you know, in Central Park or something, which not many people do in winter there. So yeah, it should be good fun. And I'm not sure actually what to do in LA. I think there's this really like, I think there's an unknown beach called Venice Beach that not many people have heard about. So I'll probably be the only one there, but I'll probably still check it out regardless. And there's also this place near LA, if you go to, it's a place called Anaheim. And there's this place, look, it's a company you've probably never heard of as well. It's this really small indie movie company. They make a couple of films like, what was one they've made recently? Maybe, I mean, not recently, they've made a couple of, you might have heard of some of them, but like there's, and they have their own land, right? And like you get these like mouse ears when you're there, and it's so like, I don't know, you guys wouldn't have heard of it, so you probably don't even get it. I think it's called like Disneyland or something. But again, it's like this super indie, like it's almost a startup business at this point. The people from Disney. I think they've got a couple of hit films like Cinderella and like Snow White and like every other fucking film ever made. But other than that, and now Star Wars as well, since they bought the rights. But I think they bought the rights for like $20 for Star Wars. So yeah, I'm probably going to go check out those attractions. So hey, really appreciate your recommendations, guys. I will go check out all these unknown little gems in America. So yeah, thank you very much. I'm really glad I asked last week on the podcast. no, I actually did get a few good suggestions. I got a couple of suggestions of like just food places. They're like, bro, a best pizza in New York. And you're like, really, man, is it, or is fucking, or is there a pizza place on every corner in New York? So, but I'm honestly so super pumped about it. I've never been to America before. Man, like it's just got to the point where now where I'm so disorganized at the moment. Like I've done so little that I don't even have travel insurance. Should you have that? I don't even know if I booked my flight at this point. Like I'm now just doubting that as well. I'm just so disorganized that I'm like, maybe I just dreamt the whole thing and now I've just been saying I'm going to New York. I should just fucking cancel. I'm just gonna like go there and get fucking mugged, like, the minute I get there. Like, I'm such an easy target. They'll just see me and just be like, oh, man. So the only thing I've done is before, they'll see a dude like me and just be like, this guy, you know what? They'll be like, this guy's no money on him, but let's just fucking mug him for the lols. Like, this is what's going to happen if someone mugs me in America next week, okay? They're going to be like, pull out a gun and be like, give me your money. And I'm going to have to be like, man, I didn't even have a fucking place to stay, let alone money. What do you mean money, dude? Like, give me your money. And I'll be like, dude, I'll give you like, I'll suck your dick, but I don't have any money. All right. Like, I'm just going to have to like, I feel like I'm going to have to give a lot of head to get out of a bunch of sticky situations, which will inevitably lead to another sticky situation if I start sucking dick all the time. But, man, it's gonna be a fun 2 weeks. I'm going with my mate Joseph Green, who you guys might have seen at my show if you're in Melbourne or Brisbane or Sydney. Joseph's one of my best buddies, and he's been to New York heaps. So hey, we'll get mugged together. So, and also he's a beautiful man. I wouldn't mug him. I feel like if I stick with him, then I'll be like, oh, that guy's with a beautiful man. He would not get mugged. And so yeah, that'll be sweet. I got like 2 tickets to Jimmy Fallon taping, which will be dope. I hope there's like a cool celebrity on. Like, I just hope I see like a weird one. Oh, not a weird one. You know, I'd be mad if just like The Rock showed up. Just like I was in the studio audience and then like The Rock rolls in. I just know I'm going to get some like actor I've never heard of. And they're like, oh my God, she's got a new film coming out. And you're like, oh, cool. Where's it playing? Probably in this indie place called Times Square. I've never heard of it. So yeah, it'll be super fun next week. And the only thing I actually have done, just before I came to the radio station to do the podcast, I went and converted money to like Australian money into US money. And like, you have to take a lot of money with you, which is like really daunting. Man, and I was walking around the city before with like a lot of money in my pocket, and I've never felt more vulnerable in my life. You don't realize how much of a bitch you are. I've never even thought about getting in a fight. Like, I've never even thought of someone approaching me, and like, I always feel so safe in Melbourne that I'm just never even have the thought. And then you put like too much money in your pocket, and then immediately everyone becomes a threat. Like, I'm just walking around, there was like a mum of four with like a pram, and she's had a kid on her hand, and I'm like, oh my god, she's gonna fucking attack me. She knows about this. I was just so scared, you know what I mean? And then you see some dude that's actually scary, and you just cross the street. You don't realize how much of a bitch you are until you put $800 US in your pocket. So yeah, that was so funny. But man, I just kept falling over, man. I just kept falling over today because my wallet's so fucking fat, dude. There's so many fucking Benjamins in there that I just kept falling over. I just was tripping over. I was like, oh my god, sorry, I'm just cashed up. No, this is all the money I have in the world, and I'm about to go drop it on fucking bad pizza and beer in America. No, it's actually, I feel like I've made this trip sound like a holiday, when it's like, I'm kind of going there to like do a few different things with like comedy. So I've not performed really. Well, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed to say that. But yeah, I'm going there to like meet a few people, and I'm super excited about it. So this is like a huge, I feel like it's pretty big career move for me. Because I don't know where I see my career ending up, to be honest. Like, I don't know if I love it here. I don't think I'd move to America permanently, but I guess if it got to the point where I could do shows there, because I know there's a few of you guys who live there, then yeah, that's the end goal, just to go over there and tour there eventually, which would be sick. So yeah, I told people that I do iTunes reviews this week, because I haven't done them in ages, so I'm going to do them, alright? If you want to leave a review on iTunes, I shall read it out. I feel like I haven't done it for months and months, so who knows? Alright, this first one is from, who's it from? It's from GoldDigger746, right, so from, cool, so you'd probably love me, man, because my wallet's so heavy, dude. I just keep falling over. This is the review. 5 stars. On the winter of 2018, my sister had been listening to this podcast. Only recently I've been listening in. Anyway, like 10 minutes ago, I got a fat muscle cramp, and you could see my muscle move, like it was really bad. I felt like someone was digging their hand around under my flesh. Also, this review had nothing to do with the podcast, but this podcast is 9.5 out of 10. He lost 0.5 because he called a dwarf special out of context. The end. Thank you. That's a very good review. And I would say calling a dwarf special out of context, probably -1. So I appreciate only minusing 0.5. I love it. Just an idiot talking on the internet. Thank you, Sneeze Cat. Yeah, I mean, I don't completely hate listening to it, so ... Thank you for that, Milia. This one's from Jay Bourne. So funny, I was just cracking up on the plane. Cheers. Someone said, my name Jeff by Jatsrat. It's alright. Cool. And I thought these were funny. You guys, look, we've left so many funny reviews. Please read out my funny review. This is it. Look no further for ear sound enlightenment. I mean, these aren't that funny. So, I mean, there's a joke that says, I was going to say, okay, someone's like written a bunch of stuff about it and then said, this podcast is so funny and original, 69 out of 68, Luke. So, someone's tried to make a 69 joke. Guys, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit disappointed. Lots of you people have been like, oh, read my review, man. Leave a funny review and I will. Otherwise, it sounds like I'm just jerking myself off, because I'm just like, yeah, 5 stars. Yeah, just, oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, oh, just another one. Oh, this podcast is great. Oh my god, good listen. So great. Tune in every week. And it just sounds like I'm loving it, which I am. But I'm just, okay? Just unless they're funny, I'm not going to read it. Otherwise, it's just me reading out all this praise I'm getting on a regular basis. Why? Because I'm fucking hilarious. it's like, you know what I've been doing lately? Just being a dick. Just, it's funny to me. It's like, you know what it is? Because it's so not me. It's so not actual me. Because I'm like quite the opposite. Like I'm always like, I think it's funny to be jokingly arrogant as long as like your whole underlying thing is, yeah, but like I'm actually a piece of shit. Like, but it's just so funny. Like it's so, like Lewis and I don't even know what I should tell you. Ah, fuck it. Like, we're just, or constantly, just, like, when I picked up all this money from the travel exchange, you just send each other snaps, throwing it around the room. And we don't have a lot of money, by the way. Like, anyone could do this. Anyone who has a job could get a few $50 notes and throw them around the room. But no one does, because no one else is that much of a piece of shit. You know who is, though? Luke and Lewis. Whenever we get money, we just throw it around on Snapchat and just send it to each other. Why? Because we're assholes. And every time I see him, man, and I like today I'm gonna see him, and I'm just, fuck, I just can't stop falling over because my wallet's so fucking heavy because there's so many fucking Benjamins in there, so many $100 notes. It's just weighing me down. Like, oh, I'm a piece of shit. It's my favorite thing to just be arrogant for no reason. When it will actually stop being funny? If I eventually become, like, a successful comedian, then it won't be funny anymore. But, like, currently it's hilarious because it's not the case at all, and it's a definite lie. But, that'll be a sad moment in my life where I can't just flex as a joke. Because flexing when you've got nothing to flex is hilarious. You're like, oh, look at my $10 shoes from Target. And then you just, like, you show them off like they're fucking Gucci. That's, like, my whole life, man. It's great. what am I talking about? All right, let's do a couple of questions. And then, yeah, so what's going to happen if you didn't tune in last week? I'm currently, when you're listening to this, I'm probably being mugged in America right now. So that'll be on Tuesday. And then next week, after the radio show tonight, I'm going to record a second podcast that will be scheduled and ready to go for next Tuesday, which is all your questions. So I've put it in the podcast group. I've got about 15, 20 emails that we'll get through, and it's just going to be a question bonanza, all right? This next week's podcast is all up to you, all right? And it's going to be very fun. I've read a few of them, and it's going to be great fun. So, yeah, that'll be next week, which will be good. It'll be something a bit different. It'll be all just, it won't just be me talking shit. It'll be you guys talking shit. I'll read a couple of questions now, and then I guess that's the end. I mean, do I have anything else to talk about? I've, like, had a pretty quiet week. I think I'll just, like, there's no point doing a long podcast if I got nothing to chat about. So, let's go. Matt said, hey, Luke, just wondering if you are participating in No Nut November. If you don't know what No Nut November is, it's where you don't nut for a month in November. Pretty self-explanatory. You don't jizz out of your pee-pee. I'm not sure why people participate in it. I don't think it's like a charity movement. Maybe it is. Nah, it's not. It's not to like raise money for prostate cancer, is it? Or am I just made that up? No Nut November. I don't think it's for charity. I think it's just like a dumb internet meme where people are like, I'm not jacking off for a month. Respect me. And you're like, dude, no one's throwing props at you for not touching your dick. Like, it's not a thing to brag about. Some guys actually are proud of it. Like, yeah, No Nut November going well, mate. Holding strong. You're like, you fucking hero, man. There's people dying in Syria right now, and you're not jacking off. Fucking tip my hat to you, man. Well done. You go conquer the world now. Yeah, like, I love how much white people would just pat themselves on the back for anything. Like, yep, yeah, haven't got my dick sucked all month. I'm a bloody legend. Cool, dude. Well done. You see it on Facebook all the time. People are like, 12 days into No Nut November, going well. And you're like, nah, man. Is it by choice? Are you, like, you know, like, yeah, you could do it yourself. But you're like, yeah, I'm avoiding chicks as well. You're like, you're avoiding them in fucking all year, mate. This is not a November thing. This is, if you're the type of guy who posts about not nutting, that's probably the reason as to why you're not nutting enough. I'm just going to look it up. No Nut November. Who made it a thing and why is it a thing? Let's answer this question. I don't really know why it's a thing. I just know about it. The rules of No Nut November are as follows. You cannot have sex, masturbate, or nut in any way, shape, or form. Well, how could you nut in one particular way? Like, does that mean pre-cum as well? So you can't, like, build... Yeah. Watching pornography and having boners are allowed, but you can't nut. Well, that... Why would you watch porn if you... Who's just watching porn for, like, the... You're like, man, I just want to watch it for the story. Like, what? Who's just, like... You know, like, get home from work, you're like, you know, you turn on the TV, you're like, oh, there's nothing on Netflix, man. Or what about the Avengers, though? Nah, I've seen it. Well, do you want to just whack on, like, fucking Backdoor Sluts 9? Yeah, and we'll just watch it for the story. You know, it's got a great ending. You're like... Who's watching porn for that? You are only allowed one wet dream. If you have more than one, then consider yourself out. You do not have three strikes. You only have one shot at it. If you miss it, you're out. Maybe that's what Eminem was rapping about. Instead of Lose Yourself, it was actually supposed to be called No Nut November. You only got one shot. Do not lose, you know, lose your chance to jizz. This opportunity comes once every November. You gotta no nut yourself in the music, the moment, the comment, whatever. If you have passed the month with a total of zero nuts, you're a victor and you still qualify for Destroy Dick December. What is Destroy Dick December? Oh, I think I know about this. It's where you jack off, depending on what the date is, that's how many times you have to nut. So by the 31st, you have to nut 31 times in a day and your dick gets destroyed. Anyway, this is like, you know what it is? This is like the saddest shit. This is like guys who can't get a root pretending like they're it's a challenge. That's what No Nut November is. It's a bunch of fucking virgins hanging around going like, yeah, man, I'm sick. I haven't came once this month. Cool, man. Your hero. We all salute you. Go back to your fucking basement. Look, man, just don't nut in 30 days. If you're reading this in the month of November and haven't nutted yet, maybe... Oh, this is so lame. And what's Dick Destroy... Yeah, right. So Dick Destroy December, I would definitely not recommend. So in December 1, you have to jack off once. December 2, twice. Dude, who's doing that, man? What a waste of time. If you have the time to jack off 30 times in a day... Get a hobby. Like, honestly, that'd be so unhealthy. You'd look like a prisoner of war by then. You'd just be, like, so sickly because you'd just, all of your bodily fluids. Like, by the end, you couldn't nut, all right? You couldn't even, I don't think you could, your dick would drop off before anything, all right? So it's a stupid thing. Anyway, back to Matt's question. Just, so the answer is, Matt, no, I'm not participating, if you haven't worked it out already. Whether or not you've witnessed firsthand any benefits of note, so he said, just whenever you're participating in No Nut November, or whether or not you've witnessed firsthand this year or last November any benefits of No Nut November, asking for a friend. Yeah, sure you are. So no, man, there's no benefits to that. All right, because I think it's actually healthy to ejaculate. Hang on, I'm getting a call from my producer. Hang on, this is very unprofessional. Hello, James.
Hello, we're just in the...
Jim. Welcome to the Memoirs of a White Guy podcast. I will be... Okay, goodbye, I'll be up soon. Oh, man, so unprofessional. Get called and Lewis is screaming, my name, Jeff. All right, that's the end of the podcast. Oh, no, I've got to answer the question. No, Matt, no, what? There's no benefit to No Nut November. It's literally unhealthy to not nut. Because I think it's... You put yourself at risk for prostate cancer. So, guys and girls, come away. All right? That's... that. If you're going to take anything out of this podcast, take two things out of it, okay? Nut to your heart's content, no matter what month it is. And always support your mate's food eating achievements after 1 a.m. Okay? And that... I'll leave you with that. All right? Take that with you throughout the week. And... good luck with it all. Good luck with the coming and good luck with the supporting your friends. I'll see you guys next week. I mean, I'll be in America, but there'll be a podcast next week. And yeah, if you want to follow my trip, I would say the best way to follow it is just through Instagram. I'll be posting heaps of shit. So yeah, should be fun. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it in a couple of weeks. Have a good one.